Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 71st Festival de Cannes. I'm with One Big, who's back on Fred to present Dead Souls screening here out of competition. So is there a relationship between this film and The Ditch?
当时我是在最开始的时候是以故事片为了准备故事。Yes,
at first he conducted all these interviews when he was preparing for his fiction film The Ditch, but as soon as he started to encounter all the survivors, he realized he also needed to do a documentary film about it. So from the very early, he had the idea of doing the documentary as well.
What were the essential elements that had to be in all your research, all your interviews and testimonies?
最初的采访呢，我希望就是了解嘉宾沟。At
first, when he conducted the interviews, all he wanted to do is to understand as much as possible what happened and learn and really research as precisely as possible, like when, in which places, who, because there is very few information. And then after a few years of this research, he started to think of how to make it a film and what kind of film he would make. And by understanding more the subject, he decided to focus on the dead rather than the surviving, and to try to tell the story of the people that we see, the remains and the bones in the desert.
In the film, there's not a lot of editing. There are many long interviews. What did you decide not to edit that much?
Because, 首先我们在做这样一个电影的时候，我们要避免的一个出现的一个问题，就是说
One of the first thing he wanted to avoid while doing this film is to use the characters, use the people he shows in the film as tools. He doesn't want to use them as tools. He wanted to give them a voice, and by doing that, he wanted to do it their way and give the entirety of every person. Give them just not just this, but show the entirety of every one of them. So it might appear that there is repetitions, for example, that we have a lot of people talking about working in the kitchen, but actually, you have different type of survivors, and a lot of them were working in the kitchen, because simply other type of occupations in the camp were harder, and most of the, for example, other job makers didn't survive, and so he gets a lot of cooks because it was an easier job, and maybe we seem to have a lot of the same kind of survivors, but it's because that's all we are left with. And even though they are all cooks, for example, they all had a really a different experience then, and also since then, the process of surviving, they all have really different stories. He wanted to show them all because that's what gives the complexity of... Yeah.
What do you think that the impact of this documentary will have in China? And is it something that you care about, that you think about, or not?
我觉得虽然这个故事是一个过去是因为政治的原因
The story he talks about in his film is about events that happened because of political reasons that brought a lot of sufferings and even worse. But he doesn't approach his films as politics. He doesn't do films for political reasons. He's just a filmmaker, and he does his films on a personal level, wanting to stay independent, wanting to tell the stories he wants to tell. It's not for a political purpose whatsoever. And about the reaction of the government or anything, it's beyond his control, so he doesn't think about it, tries to not think about it too much. He can't control it and he can't do anything about it, so yeah, but until now he's always been able to do what he wants to do freely. So
what do you think that the role of a filmmaker should be today, especially the role of a documentary filmmaker?
我觉得其实对我来说，我做电影实际上做纪录片，尤其是做纪录片对我来说，就是因为我
So as a filmmaker, especially documentary filmmaker, his purpose, so as an explanation of how he became a documentary filmmaker is that when he graduated from film school, it was really hard to find a job. And so that's why he started to shoot his own films. And now, why does he do this? Maybe he thinks that he just can't do other things, and that's just it has become his thing, and he just wants to not waste his time and use his time the best way, and probably doing that is the best use of his time, and so he tries to do it well.
About the film being 8 hours long, some critics wrote that its length could prevent people from going to watch a film, therefore the message of the film wouldn't spread. What would you answer to these film critics?
我不会在意的，因为对于这个电影来说，它的观众才刚刚开始，它是一个。
He doesn't care about such, kind of critics so much.To him, filmmaking is a very slow process. Also, in the case of the audience, that he also thinks of the audience that will come after. He doesn't care about who and how many people will see it today, but the people who will be interested in such film will come in the future, will find this film, and will see it on the long run. What is the most important to him is to make a good film, an accomplished film, even if it's that long.
Thank you, Wang Bing, for being back on Friends and talking about Dead Souls screening at the 71st Festival de Cannes out of competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.